Carlos, congratulations on the win. I know it's been a while since you guys in Kalamazoo Central have played, but still, for you, this was a big win against these guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my first time playing them, so I had a good run of it. So,
now, did Coach or any adults kind of tell you about what this rivalry has meant in the past? Did you hear much of that this week?
Yeah, the whole time JV was playing them, I was like, man, I know this is a rival game. I see how the atmosphere was in Kalamazoo. Then it came here. I said, I just know it's a rival game. I remember back when I was in eighth grade, they had all the banners on the wall, and it said Kalamazoo Central, Battle Creek Central. I said, I know this is a good game right here.
Yeah. What was working for you in the first half? I mean, you had a monster first half. What was going on in that first half?
They was finding me on the open passes, and I was just, you know, trying my best to get myself open.
What was working in that third quarter? Did Coach make any adjustments at halftime? You started pulling away in the third quarter?
They adjusted. So we adjusted. We went to a small lineup and just put me at the bit. So they gave us a run to go.
Games like this are fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And Quindarius, I asked Carlos this, and I'll ask you. You guys, as players, have never faced Kalamazoo Central. A lot of people in this gym grew up with Benton Harbor, Kalamazoo Central. Did you hear much from adults and Coach talking about this rivalry during this past week?
Yeah, Coach Sterling said it all week. It's personal. We just got to handle business, and we know it was going to be tough, and it's personal. We got to handle business, so we just got it done.
It was a close first half. What did Coach tell you guys at halftime? Any adjustments coming out in the third quarter?
Just slow the ball up. We had a couple turnovers, and he just told me take advantage and lead the team.
Hey, you had a great second half. Carlos kind of carried things in the first half. You carry in the second half, especially at the free throw line. I think I only had you missing like 9 of 10, I think, from the other line. What was going through your mind as the game was getting down to the end?
Yeah, I know the game was lying on me. Free throws were very, very important. And down to the wire, they was real, real clutch, so I had to knock them down to get the win.
In an atmosphere like this, in two big schools, I asked Carlos, I'll ask you, games like this are fun, aren't they?
Very fun.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.